Lignin, the stuff that prevents all trees from adopting the weeping habit, is a polymer made up of units that are closely related to vanillin. When made into paper and stored for years, it breaks down and smells good, which is how Divine Providence has arranged for secondhand bookstores to smell like good quality vanilla absolute, subliminally stoking a hunger for knowledge in all of us. Perfumes, the guide. Welcome to Scents and Memories. This is episode 2.
Load up on guns, bring your friends. It's fun to lose and to pretend. She's overboard, myself for sure. I know, a dirty word. Hello. With the lights out, it's less dangerous. Here we are now.
So this is going to be a long story, and it requires some backstory before I get into actual story. So the scent that triggers memories for me is diesel bus fumes, and the reason why I say that is because back when I was little, I grew up having an eye condition known as strabismus, which is when the muscles in your eyes grow a little too long, pushing them either outward or inward, kind of giving the appearance of almost a lazy eye. But the eye is normal and the eye is incredibly functional, it just looks a little weird. And I had that in both my eyes. So you can imagine what school was like. Well, fast forward to the end of junior high. I had been cleared to get surgery to fix it, and I have a terrible fear of needles. Like, you can't pay me to get a vaccination or whatever. I can turn a 30-minute doctor's appointment for that into 2.5 hours. Anyways, so I get the anesthesia, the gas, and it just smelled like the sour bitterness of diesel bus fumes. So whenever I smell that, I think back to that memory. Makes no sense, but here I go again.
There's a lot of smells that I really like that bring back really nice memories for me, but there's one that keeps, like, I'm trying to think of, like, all of them for, like, the most interesting one, right? But there's one that just keeps popping up, like, again and again, so I feel like I should probably talk about that one. The smell of, it's like, it's a smell and a sound actually together, I think. It's a smell of rum and coke that's like mixed with the sound of, it has to be on ice though, because the sound of ice clinking against the glass is something that is added to the memory, I guess. But I remember when I was a little kid, my mom and dad split up when I was really young, and my dad used to visit my grandparents' house, and I would meet him there, like on summer holidays and things like that. And my granddad would always make him rum and coke, and so I associate the smell of a rum and coke on ice. It has to be on ice because, like, you know, if you put rum in coke, if it's flat or if it's warm, it smells quite different. And maybe that's super weird to notice. If they put it on ice and it's like a little bit diluted, it smells different and you can smell the ice as well. It's like a, I don't know, it's like you can smell the taste of slightly watered down rum and Coke. Like when you are drinking a Coke and like the ice has melted a little bit. And so you get that kind of little bit of watery taste. Anyway, so I remember being a little kid and, sitting next to my dad every time I visited, like from when I was really young, since I can remember, to when I was, about 17, which is when I stopped, visiting my dad at my parents' house, at my grandparents' house. And my granddad would give him the rum and Coke, and I'm sitting next to him and I can hear the clinking of the ice cubes against the glass and smell the rum and Coke. And then I remember now when I would hug my dad goodbye or like sit next to him, he would smell like it. And at the time, for a long time, he had this like really bushy beard. And so if I would, hug him, and his beard was really close to my face, I could smell it in his beard, and it's like this really nice feeling of familiar and comfort, and just kind of like feels like my dad when I smell that. So, and then, yeah, so that's like the biggest one, I guess, rum and Coke, but it has to be diluted. Rum and Coke, and it is attached to the memory of seeing my dad and seeing my dad's bushy beard. And it also reminds me of when he had this beard, he'd do this thing called horse kisses. So like it's a kiss, so he'd kiss my cheek and then rub his beard all over my face. And it like is a little, it hurts a little bit, but it's really ticklish and like uncomfortable. And I would smell rum and Coke in that as well. So that's why I really like the smell of rum and Coke on the rocks.
Particular scent that brings back the most memories for me is the scent of Jergens Original Lotion, and it's cherry almond. I had to look that up because at first I was like, what is that smell? But for me, it brings back memories of starting elementary school, the first day of school. Like every first day of school until like fourth grade, I always had that on. So the reason why it brings back so many memories is because it was the happiest part of my life, and so much transition happened. When I was younger, my parents were really poor, and that's kind of, okay, it's cliche, but it's true. You know, there's no hotel and everything, and I guess after, like, a few, like, years or months of us saving money and stuff, we got a chance to live in an apartment. I don't have that apartment anymore. We live somewhere else, like, another apartment now. But it was so much transition, and we ended up living there, and then I got a chance to, I got some like school supplies and everything else for school, and it was very, like, it brings back so many things during that time period. It was the happiest part of my life. My mom, my dad, they were the happiest they were, and that was the healthiest my mom ever was, because later on, after elementary school and high school, my mom ended up, you know, passing away when I was 19. And stuff. So whenever I do smell Jergens, it reminds me of my mother and getting ready for school and how happy she was. I got a chance to actually go to school, and my dad was very happy too. And basically, I'm not really, like, a huge fan of the smell anymore. It just, I mean, it's okay. I like cherry-flavored things. Like, cherry is one of my favorite flavors, but that smell, it brings back so many things. Like, I remember putting on the lotion. I remember the day of the school. You know, it was, like, really early in the morning. I remember driving to the elementary school, which I will not name. I remember us going there, and I remember being so happy. And then, since I was only a child, I was kind of spoiled. And also, I kind of acted up in class, but I ended up straightening up towards the end of kindergarten. But before then, I was, like, acting up. I was, like, doing stuff that I was, they didn't like me. But towards the end, I was fine. But that was the happiest part of my life. It's just really, I love the smell for that reason. That's my strongest scent memory.
When I was in sixth grade, I got a puppy, and she very quickly became my entire world. At the time, I lived on a farm, and we started playing this game where I could tell her to sit down, and I would run off and whistle, and she would come look for me. This is something that we started to do all the time, and I would go in the barn where we had these hay bales, and I would climb up as high as I could on the bale stack and wait for her to come get me. We had days where we would chase each other and hopping from bale to bale, messing all of them up. And it got me in so much trouble. People sell them, so I was kind of just messing up money. One day, though, I slipped at the top of a stack and I fell down between them. It's about a 10-foot drop. And I got stuck. There wasn't a way for me to get out because you can't push them. You can't really move them unless you have, like, a tractor. And my family wasn't going to be home for a few days. So I sat down and started crying. Now, if you don't know anything about hay, it's like long, scratchy grass for pasture animals to eat. But the smell of it is amazing. It smells like sweet dirt, if that makes sense. It's earthy, but really sweet. So for about 12 hours, I was just consumed in this smell. And my puppy, she's at the top of the stack just looking down at me the whole time. After a while, though, I started getting really relaxed, and it wasn't a big deal anymore. So I'm sitting there, and I'm looking around trying to make out things in the dark, and there are these ropes that are wrapped around the hay bales. So I tried to grab onto them and, like, climb, pretty much. And it it took some effort. But I finally got out, and my dog was, she's so excited, and she's just jumping around, and she's licking me. And I lay down at the top of the stack, and she lays down with me, and we fell asleep in the barn. So today, whenever I feel stressed out, or if I really need to cry, I'll drive somewhere out in the country, far, far away, somewhere that I can step out of my car and just be consumed by the smell of hay. So I can go back to that place when I'm little and my best friend is just sitting with me on top of hay without a care in the world. And everything is suddenly okay. To me, hay is probably one of the best smells. It's very comforting. And it makes me feel like I don't have to be afraid of anything.
Thanks for listening to Scents and Memories. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'd like to give a special thank you to all my guests and contributors today. Stay tuned.
Your hand on his arm, he stacked charm around your neck. Strung out and thin, calling some friend, trying to cash some check. He's acting dumb. That's what you've come to expect. Needle in the hay. Needle
in the head.